How to plan a virtual field trip, a step-by-step guide for teachers. A simple, repeatable structure for planning a virtual field trip that teaches, not just entertains, from choosing a destination and setting objectives to running the lesson and the follow-up task that makes it stick. The difference between a virtual field trip that teaches and one that just fills 10 minutes is entirely in the planning. The good news, it's a short, repeatable process. Once you've run the structure below a single time, every future trip takes only minutes to prepare. And you'll have a reliable way to take your class anywhere in the world or anywhere in history with real learning to show for it. If you're new to the format, start with what are virtual field trips. For the fundamentals, then come back here to plan one. Why planning matters more than the destination. It's tempting to think the destination is the lesson. It isn't. A coral reef, a Roman street, or the surface of Mars is a wonderful setting, but a setting without a purpose is just sightseeing. The research on immersive learning is consistent on this point. The technology supplies engagement and presence, but the teaching supplies the learning. Planning is how you convert one into the other. The five steps below do exactly that. They take the natural engagement of an immersive world and channel it toward a specific outcome you can see and assess. Step one, start with the objective, not the destination. Reverse the usual instinct. Instead of picking an exciting world and building a lesson around it, ask first, what should students understand or be able to do afterwards? For example, describe how a Roman town was laid out and why. Explain how a coral reef ecosystem functions. Compare the inner and outer planets and account for the differences. The objective decides everything that follows: which world you choose, where you stop, what you ask, and how you assess. A trip without one drifts into aimless exploration. A trip with a sharp objective stays purposeful even when students are having fun. Step two, choose a world that fits. I'll match the objective to a destination. Browse the library of worlds and pick one that lets students see the thing your objective is about. Roman London for the town layout objective. Earth's biomes or the tropical oceans for ecosystem objectives. The solar system for the planet's objective. Our best virtual field trips for schools roundup is a good shortlist to start from, grouped by subject. The golden rule, relevance beats spectacle. An ordinary-looking world that matches your topic will always teach more than a dazzling one that doesn't. Step three, preview and prepare. Never run a world cold. Explore it yourself first. 5 minutes is usually enough. And note, key scenes worth stopping at. Questions to ask at each stop. Vocabulary students will need to describe what they see. A rote, the order you'll visit scenes in, so the trip has a narrative shape rather than wandering. This small amount of preparation is the difference between a passive walkthrough and a guided lesson. It also lets you anticipate what will grab students' attention, so you can steer their curiosity rather than fight it. Step 4. Structure the lesson. A reliable three-part shape works for almost any trip. Hook, five men. Set the scene and the purpose. Pose the big question and tell students exactly what to look for. Pre-teach any essential vocabulary so they can describe what they see accurately. Guided exploration, 15 to 30 antas minin. Move through your planned route. Pause at key scenes, ask your prepared questions, and, where possible, hand control to students so they choose where to look. Agency drives engagement, and the act of choosing makes students notice more. Discussion, 10 min. Bring the class back together. What did they notice? What surprised them? How does it answer the big question? This is where individual observations become shared understanding. Whether you run this whole class on the board or with devices depends on your setup. See VR in the classroom for the delivery options, and remember you don't need headsets to run an excellent trip. Here's why. Step 5. Follow up. The trip generates rich raw material. The follow-up task converts it into learning you can actually assess. Choose whatever fits your subject and class. A labeled sketch or annotated diagram of what they saw. A short paragraph answering the big question with evidence from the trip. A comparison with prior learning, another world, or the real world today. A debate or presentation using observations as evidence. This is the step most often skipped and the one that matters most. It's the consolidation phase. Reflection after the experience is where fleeting impressions become durable understanding, as explained in the science of immersive learning. Offer varied response formats, drawing, talking, writing, so every student can show what they explored, which also makes the trip more inclusive. A ready-to-use planning template. Copy this, fill in the blanks, and you have a lesson. Objective: world, hook question, three stops, plus questions. Follow-up task: reuse the same template for every trip. Over a term, you'll build a small library of ready-planned virtual field trips you can run again with any class. Troubleshooting common problems. Students just want to look around randomly. Sharpen the looking task and give them something specific to find. Purposeful looking beats free roaming. It felt like entertainment, not learning. Strengthen the follow-up task and the debrief. That's where learning is evidenced. We ran out of time. Cut the number of stops, not the discussion. Fewer scenes explored well beats many rushed. Some students disengaged. Hand more control to them during exploration and use pair discussion so everyone has to contribute. Make it a habit. The real power of virtual field trips is repetition. Once planning is a 5-minute routine, immersive exploration becomes a normal, frequent part of teaching rather than a special event. An opener for a new topic, a vivid example mid-unit, a memorable way to revise. To build it into your curriculum across every subject, explore 360 worlds for schools, view pricing, or book a demo, and we'll walk you through it.